It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. KISS frontman Paul Stanley slammed the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and co-founder and Rolling Stone editor Jan Wegner. On Twitter on Saturday night, Stanley ranted, quote, "Our treatment at the RRHOF confirmed my worst suspicions. Wegner and the rest are spineless weasels," unquote, and then added, quote, "RRHOF made sure to treat us as uninvited guests. No passes, no schedule, and so on. We were great, and he remains a small man," unquote. Those tweets have since been deleted. Meanwhile, Gene Simmons also took a couple of shots at Rolling Stone on Twitter, mocking the magazine's original negative critical reviews of Led Zeppelin's first two albums, writing, quote, "Rolling Stone, idiots then, idiots now," unquote. Those postings are still up. KISS performed on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon Friday night after refusing to perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, performing five songs. Video of those performances and full coverage of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions is available in the Rock Report blog. Also from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions, Dave Grohl and Courtney Love appear to have put an end to their two-decade-long feud. The two had been on opposing sides of a legal battle over the rights to Nirvana's music since Kurt Cobain's suicide. During her induction speech, Love spoke on Cobain's behalf, stating, quote, "I just wish Kurt could have been here," unquote. She then stopped to hug bass player Chris Novoselic, Cobain's mother, and then turned her attention to Grohl, and the two embraced. Love later tweeted a photo of her hugging Grohl with the caption, quote, "The most magical part of the evening. Thank you, Dave. Love you. I know this made him smile up there," unquote. Again, full coverage from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions in the Rock Report blog. Slipknot is rumored to have recorded former Madball and Against Me drummer Jay Weinberg for some session work and possibly the drummer spot on the band's new studio album. The addition could be as a replacement for the departed Joey Jordison. Weinberg most recently was a member of Against Me, having played with them until December of 2012 when he left the group, and is the son of Max Weinberg of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. No official confirmation from Weinberg or the band as of yet. Aerosmith's Steven Tyler and Joe Perry performed a new arrangement of Dream On with the Southern California Children's Chorus as part of the season premiere of ESPN's E60, which was an hour-long special dedicated to last year's Boston Marathon bombings. You can view the video of the performance in the Rock Report blog. Also in the Rock Report blog today, the newest episode of the video podcast hosted by David Lee Roth, The Roth Report, Pop Evil's newest video for Torn to Pieces, and video of Megadeth's Dave Mustaine as a featured soloist on Saturday night with the San Diego Symphony. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.